Data Protection, Hot Data. June 23rd, 2005, The Economist. In the information economy, data replace oil and steel as the central input, so information becomes a target for criminals. The theft of data, often involving personal information about customers and employees, is increasing dangerously fast. After data on 40 million credit card accounts were stolen from the computers of a data processing firm based in Atlanta, Georgia, business leaders and politicians everywhere are taking notice. Data theft accounted for over $50 billion in losses last year in America alone, according to the Federal Trade Commission. Lax information security practices have left vulnerable the personal financial details, health records, and social security numbers of around 50 million Americans. Companies fail to install the latest security software or handle data recklessly. Earlier this month, Citigroup, the world's biggest financial firm, had to admit that it had lost information on 3.9 million current and former customers when some unencrypted computer tapes went astray while being handled by United Parcel Service, the firm that was shipping the data. The story left some worrying questions unanswered. Why were the tapes unencrypted? And why was such sensitive information being sent via UPS without proper safeguards? And it is not just financial service firms which are at risk. With the web of interlocking business relationships that is the norm among modern firms, a fault at a big data processing firm that never actually interacts with customers can damage the reputation of all sorts of companies who draw from and feed into the supplier. The companies who deal with customers are ones whose principal asset is brand and customer loyalty, so they are the ones that have most at stake. One reason why firms don't care is that data security seems like a costly and boring chore. There are no obvious rewards for being careful, nor penalties for being careless. But the rush of embarrassing cases has sharpened public awareness of the issue, and lawmakers need to keep the public informed about who is misusing their personal details. Europe has avoided these spectacular data breaches because it adopted a set of rules from which America could benefit. The European Union's 1995 Data Protection Directive requires firms to assess their data protection practices and to document how they handle sensitive information. But the biggest weakness of the European directive is that it does not require firms to report privacy breaches. That leads to the second remedy. In America, many of the recent disclosures have been made only because California passed a law requiring firms to notify the people who have been affected by a breach of privacy. Scores of other states are thinking of introducing similar laws. At the national level, America's Congress is considering about 20 bills related to identity theft. Data Protection, Hot Data. June 23rd, 2005, The Economist. In the information economy, data replace oil and steel as the central input, so information becomes a target for criminals. The theft of data, often involving personal information about customers and employees, is increasing dangerously fast. After data on 40 million credit card accounts were stolen from the computers of a data processing firm based in Atlanta, Georgia, business leaders and politicians everywhere are taking notice. Data theft accounted for over $50 billion in losses last year in America alone, according to the Federal Trade Commission. Lax information security practices have left vulnerable the personal financial details, health records, and social security numbers of around 50 million Americans. Companies fail to install the latest security software or handle data recklessly. Earlier this month, Citigroup, the world's biggest financial firm, had to admit that it had lost information on 3.9 million current and former customers when some unencrypted computer tapes went astray while being handled by United Parcel Service, the firm that was shipping the data. The story left some worrying questions unanswered. Why were the tapes unencrypted? And why was such sensitive information being sent via UPS without proper safeguards? And it is not just financial service firms which are at risk. With the web of interlocking business relationships that is the norm among modern firms, a fault at a big data processing firm that never actually interacts with customers can damage the reputation of all sorts of companies who draw from and feed into the supplier. The companies who deal with customers are ones whose principal asset is brand and customer loyalty, so they are the ones that have most at stake. One reason why firms don't care is that data security seems like a costly and boring chore. There are no obvious rewards for being careful, nor penalties for being careless. But the rash of embarrassing cases has sharpened public awareness of the issue. And lawmakers need to keep the public informed about who is misusing their personal details. Europe has avoided these spectacular data breaches because it adopted a set of rules from which America could benefit. The European Union's 1995 Data Protection Directive requires firms to assess their data protection practices and to document how they handle sensitive information. But the biggest weakness of the European directive is that it does not require firms to report privacy breaches. That leads to the second remedy. In America, many of the recent disclosures have been made only because California passed a law requiring firms to notify the people who have been affected by a breach of privacy. Scores of other states are thinking of introducing similar laws. At the national level, America's Congress is considering about 20 bills related to identity theft. Data protection, hot data. June 23rd, 2005, The Economist. In the information economy, data replace oil and steel as the central input, so information becomes a target for criminals. The theft of data, often involving personal information about customers and employees, is increasing dangerously fast. After data on 40 million credit card accounts were stolen from the computers of a data processing firm based in Atlanta, Georgia, business leaders and politicians everywhere are taking notice. Data theft accounted for over $50 billion in losses last year in America alone, according to the Federal Trade Commission. Lax information security practices have left vulnerable the personal financial details, health records, and social security numbers of around 50 million Americans. Companies fail to install the latest security software or handle data recklessly. Earlier this month, Citigroup, the world's biggest financial firm, had to admit that it had lost information on 3.9 million current and former customers when some unencrypted computer tapes went astray while being handled by United Parcel Service, the firm that was shipping the data. The story left some worrying questions unanswered. Why were the tapes unencrypted? And why was such sensitive information being sent via UPS without proper safeguards? And it is not just financial service firms which are at risk. With the web of interlocking business relationships that is the norm among modern firms, a fault at a big data processing firm that never actually interacts with customers can damage the reputation of all sorts of companies who draw from and feed into the supplier. The companies who deal with customers are ones whose principal asset is brand and customer loyalty. So they are the ones that have most at stake. One reason why firms don't care is that data security seems like a costly and boring chore. There are no obvious rewards for being careful, nor penalties for being careless. But the rash of embarrassing cases has sharpened public awareness of the issue. And lawmakers need to keep the public informed about who is misusing their personal details. Europe has avoided these spectacular data breaches because it adopted a set of rules from which America could benefit. The European Union's 1995 Data Protection Directive requires firms to assess their data protection practices and to document how they handle sensitive information. But the biggest weakness of the European Directive is that it does not require firms to report privacy breaches. That leads to the second remedy. In America, many of the recent disclosures have been made only because California passed a law requiring firms to notify the people who have been affected by a breach of privacy. Scores of other states are thinking of introducing similar laws. At the national level, America's Congress is considering about 20 bills related to identity theft.